Hare Krishna, a devotee who didn't know Rak and Devi Dasi, and another few who do, asked me to say something about her or to introduce her to listeners. They thought that devotees outside Hungary would be eager and happy to hear about her. Actually, she is one of those wonderful devotees, should I say rare, I better not, who there is always joyful, always positive, always constructive in her approach to Krishna consciousness, who one never has any problem with, just never in the, I don't know, 25 years that I've known her. And, but was always a real pillar of strength for others. A mature devotee who gives Krishna conscious guidance and help to others. Yes, who are more younger than her, junior than her, and who's submissive. Anyway, I could go on, but you get the idea that she's a very wonderful devotee and a very wonderful person with a beatific smile. Radhakanda, well, she's not one of the first devotees, but she's an early devotee. And whom I got to know in 1991, something like that. And she's an elder lady. She must be 70 now. And she has a 45-year-old son, who is relatively Krishna conscious. I wouldn't say a committed devotee, but he comes and sits through Gita Jayanti every year, and is a very nice, respectful person. And in 1996, when we installed Radha Shyam Sundar, then I invited her. I said, Radhakund, now's the chance. Why don't you move into the temple and dedicate yourself to Radhisham service? And she did that, which was pretty brave. She was still employed, and still she left her apartment, her job behind, and she moved in at that time into the temple. There was even the Brahmacharini ashram at that time, and then later into the Brahmacharini ashram. And well, she must have been over 50, and for the last 18 years she's been here. If I remember right, her initial service was Tulsi Devi, and she took care of Tulsi Devi. And she's such a devotional person. Everything that she touches just thrives with, literally speaking, the love and affection that she gives others. And so Tulsi Devi also thrived. And some years back, I'm just thinking, maybe 6-7 years back, it became clear that she had breast cancer, and it had developed. So she had to have operation. And up until that time, she was the type of person, even though she was still in her 60s, where she would stay up all night chanting japa, just because she was getting such a wonderful taste, and she'd be absorbed in thinking about service to Radhisham, although she was never really a pujari, I don't know if she even went on the altar in all the time that she was here. After that, and the operation, and especially because she took chemotherapy, which she swore she would never do again, she really became very weak. So then when she was up to it, then she was the librarian for some time, and she would make garlands. And she had series of minor other problems, but forgive me if I don't have the times exact, but say about 6 months ago, it became clear that there was a possibility that the cancer had again reoccurred, and that was confirmed to be the case, that it had reappeared again. She had sort of minor operation, but she wouldn't accept the type of chemotherapy that the doctors wanted to give. And so especially in, say, the last 3-4 months, it became cancer spread very extensively through to her lungs, her liver, her bones. And so she went for some treatment in Budapest. Doctors who were going to see what they could do, they came to the conclusion that they weren't able to do very much. And at that time she stayed at her flat, which is where her son and his wife lives. And she got a little entangled, or at least had difficulty in really making that commitment to convince her son that she is going to not stay there in that flat, which was very likely for until her last days, but she was going to come to New Vajradam. But ultimately, Krishna inspired her to do that. And so, I guess 2-3 weeks ago, she came back to New Vajradam, where she has both medical treatment and supervision, devotees staying with her on shift 24 hours a day, and of course devotees visiting her as much as she can handle that visit, and where now she's just completely surrendered to leaving her body and doing so here. She's been able to sort of explain that and make her son understand. And day by day, I go every day for half an hour, 45 minutes, and I read. I've been reading from Padyavali and talking. Yesterday evening, I went and chanted a little. And we talk with other devotees there about her thoughts, her realizations, as well as whatever questions that she has. Yesterday evening she was very, very weak. She goes in waves from weak to very weak. And although I had spoken about how both Srila Prabhupada, Haridas Thakur, they begged for forgiveness from the Vaishnavas for any possible offenses that they have made before they left. And today I'm going to be leaving in a couple of hours to Budapest, and I'll be there until the end of the week. I'll be in touch with her from there on a daily basis again via telephone. And of course, if need be, I can always come back. Then on Friday, I go for a long weekend to Moscow, and I won't be able to come back from there should I have to. Then once again, I'll be here in New Vajradam for Radhastami for part of a better part of a week. And then again, for another almost a week, I'll go to Istanbul for a festival. Once again, another place I won't be able to return from. And then for the last 2 weeks of September, I'll be here in Hungary. Let's see what the Lord's will is. Her main concern that she expressed to me yesterday is her sort of fear of dying in pain. Of course, pain is something that everyone is afraid of. Miraculously, according to the doctors, she has absolutely no pain. She feels no pain, which to medical professionals, they think is miraculous. People with her condition would be in great pain, and so she's not taking any type of painkillers or anything like that. And of course, that's something that is easier said than done, but ultimately, that's what Anya Vilashita Shunya means, is that we can somehow or another resign ourselves to the fact that whatever Krishna gives us and whatever our situation at the time of death is, be it painful or otherwise, as for instance was the case with Jayananda Prabhu, we're willing to accept that because it's Krishna. So that's Radhakund Devi Dasi up to the present day. I hope that devotees who wanted to know get to know something. And of course, when finally the time does come for her to leave, then, as I usually do, I'll give a little obituary. Hare Krishna.